It's Tuesday, November the 1st. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Well, the Aggie defense had a so-so day on Saturday. Way too many missed tackles. Yeah, five alone on that first TD run by Missouri's James Franklin, and not nearly enough takeaways. There was just one. Jonathan Stewart leads the Aggie defense in tackles this year with 57. He had 13 against Missouri. Oklahoma has one of the top offenses in the country, and Stewart knows that they got to be ready.
We have to be prepared for a very physical matchup, just like any and all games. This game's going to be won in the trenches, and if they're able to control the line of scrimmage and dominate, then it's going to be a tough game for us to win, but we just have to be ready to be physical this game.
Aggies won 33-19 last year at Kyle Field, but that was last year. Jonathan Stewart knows that these are different teams, and it'll be a different kind of ball game.
Last year, we're a different team than we are now. We have different players, and so we can't look back at last year's victory, and they won't look back at last year's loss.
Kickoff a little after 2:30 in Norman. You'll be able to hear the game right here on 1620. West Virginia University has filed a lawsuit seeking immediate withdrawal from the Big East Conference so it could join the Big 12. The lawsuit, filed Monday in County Circuit Court, alleges the Big East breached its contract with West Virginia by failing to maintain a balance between football-playing members and non-football schools. The lawsuit asks a judge to invalidate the league's bylaws, including a provision that requires schools to give notice of 27 months before withdrawing. Well, the Associated Press high school football rankings are out, but we're getting close to when that really does not matter, with the playoffs looming next week. But all the top teams are still on top, meaning 1A Ganado, 2A Refugio, 3A Tyler Chapel Hill, 4A Lake Travis, and 5A Katy. The Brenham Cubs remain the only Brazos Valley team in any top 10. They stay third in 4A. Navasota got votes in 3A, and Milano got votes in 1A. Of the 50 ranked teams in all five classes, 37 of them go into the final week of the regular season undefeated. Five of those are already done at 10-0. In District 12 5A, the four playoff schools are already determined. Coppers Cove, Consolidated, Belton, and Temple. Cove can win the outright crown with a home win Friday over Harker Heights, or Consol could get a share of the title with a road win over Belton and a loss by Cove. Brian will try for a 500 season Friday night when they take a 4-5 record to Temple. Both Brian and Consol start the volleyball playoffs tonight. Consol was the District 12 5A champ with a perfect district record and a 32-10 overall record. They'll meet North Mesquite tonight at 6 in Fairfield. North Mesquite comes in at 13-26. The Vikings were 19-23 for the year, and they'll meet Mesquite Horn following at 8 o'clock in Fairfield. Horn was 11-23. Some other Brazos Valley teams in the playoffs tonight. Brenham will meet Willis at Cy Ridge. Madisonville meets Gatesville in Rockdale. Caldwell meets Tomball Memorial in Brenham. Cameron meets East Bernard in Hempstead. And Normandy will meet Kennard. That'll be in Madisonville. Well, just 3 days after winning the World Series, Tony La Russa announced yesterday he is retiring from the St. Louis Cardinals and from managing, with three championships on what is bound to be a Hall of Fame resume.
It's hit me ever since, you know, yesterday, Saturday, Sunday, both those days. You know, other than, some of the personal attachments, you know, whether it's family or, you know, in our organization, I feel good that I feel good that this is the right decision.
67-year-old La Russa has spent 33 seasons as a big league manager, starting with the Chicago White Sox, moving on to Oakland, and then to St. Louis. He won three World Series titles, one with the A's and two with the Cardinals. He retires third on the all-time wins list, just 35 behind John McGraw. And finally, the Aggie soccer team finished second to Oklahoma State in the Big 12, and they'll try to add a final Big 12 tournament trophy to their mantle when they start play in San Antonio tomorrow at 8 o'clock against Kansas. Yesterday, six Aggies received postseason recognition, including Offensive Player of the Year and Rookie of the Year, Kelly Minogue. She, along with Marriott Mathias, Beth West, and Rachel Lenz, were named first-team All-Big 12. By the way, all A&M students will get in free with an ID to that tournament in Alamo Town, thanks to a donation from two former students. And finally, Texas coach Mack Brown won't name freshman David Ash the outright number one quarterback over Case McCoy. Ash has started the last two games for the Horns, and Brown says that he would probably start him in the game against Texas Tech if it were today. But Brown says that that could change depending on how both quarterbacks practice. And there's all your sports. I'm Tom Turpeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.